Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of the Educated Dummy. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Now, stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Fuse is in his...
And here we are with Blackstone in his magic studio, surrounded by all the cabinets and other equipment that he uses in his show. Now look, Mr. Blackstone, when you go out on tour, do you have to carry all this stuff with you?
I'll say, Judge.
Well, what about the time we played that benefit for the war bond drive? I hardly took anything when I worked that show, Rhoda.
Boy, did you work that night. If it hadn't been for you, all the dough they raised would have done a disappearing act.
Say, what is all this? Sounds like another case of the magician turning detective. What happened, Blackstone?
Well, I was the feature and was supposed to come on at the end of the program. I was waiting in the dressing room.
Gee, Blackstone, there's a lot to be said about playing benefits.
What do you mean?
Well, we never got a dressing room like this in a theater.
Oh.
Panel walls, books, a fireplace. Old man Grendel must have a pile of dough.
He has, Rhoda.
What's his benefit for?
War bonds.
Oh.
With all of Grendel's rich friends, they may raise $20,000 or $30,000.
Ooh.
What act's on now? Isn't it about time for us?
I'll open the door and see.
And now, Willie, what's the shape of the earth?
Why, it's square.
No, Willie, no. Think again. It's the same shape as my coupling.
Golly, what corn.
Look, suppose you go on out there and catch the act, and then call me when I'm to go on.
Just because I work for you, Blackstone, there's no reason to make me listen to that junk.
Run along. There's a good girl.
Okay, okay.
Do you know why the sky never falls down, Willie?
Well, the sky's like a roof, see? And there are beams that keep it up. Moonbeams.
Oh, great God, what I go through for black.
What's the matter, Miss Brin?
Oh, Grendel, nothing's the matter, really. I just don't like this act very much.
Confidentially, neither do I, but... After all, there's only one Blackstone. Where is he, by the way?
He's in the dressing room.
Well, what are you doing out here if you don't like the act?
I'm waiting for Blackstone, too. Well, I guess the act's over. You never know it by the applause. I'll go get Blackstone. You're on next, boss.
Okay, Rhoda. Oh, hello, Voxola. How'd the act go?
Well, it's a tough audience. I hope you have better luck than I did. All my gags laid eggs.
You're telling me...
Well, I'm going to leave my friend Willie in here and come out and catch your act. There you are, Willie.
Okay, boss.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I introduce...
Hey, Blackstone, you're on.
Coming, Blackstone?
I'm right with you. I'll stand over here.
Oh, boy, that last gag of his about the moonbeams holding up the sky, I've never heard such corn.
Voxola said that?
No, the dummy did.
You sure it was the dummy who said moonbeams?
Well, of course I'm sure.
Moonbeams. Up. Moonbeams. That's funny.
On stage, Blackstone. Curtain.
Come on, let's go, Rhoda.
We appreciate your being here.
Thank you, Mr. Grendel.
Would you come into the study for a moment? Your dressing room, I mean. There's a little something I want to ask you.
Why, of course, Mr. Grendel.
After you, Blackstone.
Thank you.
Grab him, man. Grab him!
Hey, what is it? Take your hands off of Blackstone.
Get the handcuffs on him.
What's this all about?
Those cuffs are on you, Blackstone. You can't get away.
What's the big idea?
Search him, man.
Hey, who are those guys?
Those guys, as you call them, are private detectives.
Well, Mr. Grendel, I'm sorry to seem impatient, but I would like to know what this is all about.
And money's not on him, Mr. Grendel.
I didn't think it would be. He's hidden it somewhere.
What money? Now, look here, you big con.
The money that was raised by the benefit tonight has been stolen. $25,000.
What's that got to do with Blackstone?
Plenty, Miss Brin. He's the only man who could possibly have stolen it. Now, you can't deny that you were alone in this room here all evening, can you?
No.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
The money was stolen from the secret hiding place in this room.
You mean $25,000 was hidden in that secret panel over the fireplace?
And that proves it. You knew about the secret panel.
So would anyone who was observant.
I didn't.
That bulge over there shows that the wood is either warped or that there was a hinge that sprung.
You admit that you spotted it.
Well, am I intruding? Blackstone. Well, what's the matter? What's happened?
You told me earlier that Blackstone was in this room alone.
Why, yes.
Well, maybe you took the money, Boxola. Anybody can think of gags as corny as yours.
Boxola left with us, Rhoda. You remember that?
What are you trying to alibi him for, Blackstone?
After Boxola left you, Blackstone, he was with me until after the money turned up missing. But that proves he's innocent.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Grenville. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll take my bag and my ventriloquist figure and go. I have to make a train.
Just a minute, Boxola.
Yes, Blackstone?
Tell me what holds up the sky.
Oh, that gag of mine. There's a moonbeam.
A gag of yours or a gag of your dummies?
Well, the dummy swings the gag.
Let me hear him say it.
Now, really, Blackstone.
Go ahead, Boxola.
My act is over.
On the contrary, your act is just beginning. Hand me that dummy, Boxola.
Okay.
Get away from me. I'll take it. Take off the dummy.
You're hurting me. Okay, the dummy's come to life.
It isn't a dummy. It's a midget.
I've got the midget. You fellas grab Boxola.
No, you can't. Here, you dope. Get the cuffs off Blackstone and put them on that pony ventriloquist.
The money. It's all here in Boxola's bag.
So Boxola was a crook faking a ventriloquist act with a midget for a dummy.
That's right. And it was another mystery solved by magic.
Wonderful. But tell me, Boxola,
how did I catch on? Well, Boxola added a few of his own gags to a stock ventriloquist's dialogue. That's what gave him away.
You know, that stupid business about the moonbeams holding up the sky.
I don't get it.
Well, try saying it. Say moonbeams.
Moonbeams? What about it?
You're moving your lips, aren't you?
Moonbeams, moonbeams. Why, yes, I am.
But when the dummy said it, Boxola didn't move his lips. It was the dummy talking, you see.
No, I don't see.
No regular ventriloquist uses the sounds M, B, or P. They all require lip movement.
Their spears are all planned to avoid them.
Moonbeams, moonbeams.
Better try some other word if you want to be a ventriloquist.
Well, suppose I stop trying to make like Boxola and you show some tricks, Blackstone.
All right. For a change, let's try a card trick.
Good. I suppose you start by asking me to take a card.
If he does, I'll shoot him.
Just for that, Rhoda, you can step outside until the trick is over.
Okay, but I'll be back.
Well, do I take a card?
No. What you take is this piece of paper. I have written something on it, but don't unfold it until I tell you.
Very well.
Now, here on the table, I put two piles of playing cards face down.
Yes?
I want you to take one pile and leave the other.
All right, which pile do I take?
Well, that's up to you. But at the same time, you are going to take the pile of cards that I predicted on that paper.
But I can take either pile?
Yes. But your mind will be so influenced by mine that the prediction cannot fail.
We'll see about that. What if I just shut my eyes and grab?
Eyes open or eyes shut, the prediction cannot fail.
Eeny, meeny. Well, never mind. I'll take the pile on the right.
Good. Now open the piece of paper and find out what it says.
All right, here it is. It says, you will take the 7 pile.
Pick up the pile that you chose, the one on your right. Count the number of cards in it. Deal them right out.
All right, here goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, that's right. It is the 7 pile.
I told you the prediction would come true.
Oh, wait, though. What about that other pile? How many cards are in it?
Why not count them and find out?
All right, I will. There's 1, 2, 3, 4... Well, there's only 4 cards here.
Only 4, so it couldn't be the 7 pile, could it?
Now, here's Blackstone, Rhoda with him, ready to try the prediction trick again.
But I don't believe in predictions.
You have to believe in this one, Rhoda. Here, take this folded piece of paper, but don't open it.
All right. What next?
Now, take your pick from those 2 piles of cards that are lying face down on the table.
And the paper will tell me which I took?
Absolutely. Your mind is already influenced.
Oh, now let me see. A big one on the right, and a little one on the left.
He's taking the wrong one, Blackstone.
You mean the one on the left? That's the pile I want her to take.
Yeah, but the paper says she will take the 7 pile.
And that is exactly what she's going to do.
I'll take it.
So, you want the one on the left. Open the paper and read the prediction.
It says, you will take the 7 pile.
And the prediction stands. Turn the pile over, Rhoda, so you can see the faces of the cards.
Oh, there you are.
Now spread them out and look at them.
Well, they're all sevens. A full hand of them.
4 sevens, all but there are in the pack. Now let's look at the faces of the other piles. There you are.
But it's just a lot of ordinary cards.
Without a 7 spot among them. There couldn't be, because all the 7s are in the pile you selected.
Yes, I certainly picked the 7 pile the way the prediction said.
Yeah, but how on earth?
I'll explain it, Don. You make 2 piles of cards.
With the 4 sevens in one pile?
Yes, and with exactly 7 cards in the other pile. Lay both piles face down and give somebody the folded paper.
The paper says you will take the 7 pile.
That's right. If somebody takes the larger pile, tell them to count the cards in it.
Well, that's what I did, and I found 7 cards, but there were only 4 in the other pile.
If somebody takes the smaller pile, tell them to turn the cards face up.
So they can see that they've chosen 4 sevens, like I did.
Yes, and there are no 7s in the other pile. In each case, the prediction is fulfilled, and no one is the wiser. Try this trick, and you'll find that you can't lose. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Ladies and gentlemen, and now, until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the riddle of the talking skull and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.